Hey everyone, this is Steven. Thanks for listening to my podcast. As you know, this is a weekly podcast. This is Steven's Week. I give you the updates on marketing and technology in a fast and easy way. So thanks for listening in. As you know, the original version of this podcast is a YouTube film on my YouTube channel. If you would like to see the original version, please go to youtube.com/Steven Van Balagam. Enjoy this episode, everyone. If you want to do me one favor, please give a review to this podcast. That helps in spreading the word. If you like it, feel free to share it with your friends and family. Enjoy this podcast, everyone. On March 22, the beginning of the lockdown period, Amazon announced that they would hire 100,000 extra employees to deal with the rise in demand. They hired those 100,000 people. Now, this week, they announced that they need another 75,000 people. So you see the boost in online is going right crazy. I also read that their Whole Foods stores of Amazon, they have to, you know, reduce the opening hours because they have to make sure that their employees can spend enough time in investing in the online deliveries. And they just have to be ready and be more flexible to keep up with the ongoing rise in demand for online products and groceries. The biggest news came out in the beginning of this week that Apple and Google will be working together to create an API for a track and trace app that many countries will need in the next few months. I was really thrilled to see how two big competitors are now working together to help society. They created a privacy safe tool where the data never leaves your phone and where it's not about location-based tracking. It's about Bluetooth that connects you with other phones without taking into account your whereabouts. So they try to create something that is really in line with the privacy rules of this world. But I'm also happy because these are two big technology companies that have a track record in creating good working, high qualitative products. They reach out to almost 100% of the phones in the world. I think it's important that we use a global tool to make this happen rather than working with all kind of local initiatives. So I'm very positive about this. They announced that they will make this API available beginning or mid-May. So let's hope that we're going to see a lot of evolution on that field. I've been talking a lot about how Amazon and Netflix are winners of this corona crisis. Amazon in retail, Netflix in digital entertainment. But not all technology companies are winning during this crisis. Take Booking.com, for instance. Booking.com is the category leader in booking hotels. But if the category disappears, there's not that much left. So Booking.com actually had to ask for financial support to the government to get through this crisis. Same goes for Airbnb. Airbnb was planning to IPO this year to go to the stock market, but now the category has disappeared and people don't know when it will come back. So Airbnb actually has to borrow money now. They have to borrow billions and billions of dollars to get through this crisis. So it's not just any technology company that will win. It's those technology companies that are in the right category that are winning, and some others are really suffering right now. Thanks for listening to Steven's Week, my weekly podcast about the updates on marketing and technology. Don't forget to give a review to the podcast. That really helps me. And enjoy your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.